KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the late Hindu leader Ashwin Chikumji improved the lives of the communities and organizations he served. Chikumji, who served as the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha, passed away last night. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
Ramaphosa says the 80-year-old was an outstanding icon of service to the nation. An attorney by trade, Chikumji wore many hats, serving as the head of numerous organizations, including the 1860 Heritage Center and president of the Association of Law Societies of South Africa. He was also a member of the Human Rights Committee of the IBA. As a black consciousness activist, Ramaphosa says Chikumji also led the Durban Central component of the National Indian Congress and was a vice president of the South African Football Association. He says Chikumji's deep spiritual devotion extended beyond his Hindu affiliation as he advocated for tolerance and collaboration among the country's diverse religious communities. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And the matter involving the MK party's Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is set to get underway at the Durban High Court shortly. The MP is facing charges related to social media comments she made, which the state believes fueled the 2021 July unrest. Newswatch's Nishira Sudyal is there.
MK party members have begun streaming into the High Court premises where Zuma Sambudla is set to appear. A public order policing unit on wheels has also just arrived with a high police presence ahead of her appearance. Supporters are demanding that charges which are incitement to commit terrorism and public violence be dropped in what they've described as a politically motivated case. The state maintains it has a strong case against Zuma Sambudla with investigations completed. Nushera Sudhyal, Durban High Court.
And in the UK, it's been revealed that a triple killer who murdered his family in Luton had an online history which revealed a fascination with extreme violence. 19-year-old Nicholas Prosper has been jailed for at least 49 years after shooting dead his mum, sister and brother at their home in September. He's also plotted a mass shooting at his former primary school. Sky News data has revealed teenagers are routinely seeing inappropriate content online. Nova Eden is from the smartphone Free Childhood charity.
This is about the tragedy of modern childhood. Children don't need smartphones, they don't need social media. Social media is fundamentally a business model which is not aligned with the well-being and mental health of children.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the late Hindu leader Ashwin Chikumji improved the lives of communities and organizations he served. Chikumji, who served as the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha, passed away last night. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.